Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is in a bit of a state, a fitful, desperate midnight musing from deep within his heart. He is sick, or feels sick, with love and longing, his body at war with his emotions and logic. You remember. Cast your mind back to an earlier time. Was it grade school? High school? Maybe even yesterday, when you burned with a desire that you thought would consume you. Got it? Then let's go. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 147, Uncle Will likens his love to a fever, a burning malady that doesn't want to be cured, but rather, like a gluttonous gourmand, desires to keep feeding, gorging on the very thing that prolongs its sickness, sating the unhealthy hunger of his body.
My love is as a fever, longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which doth preserve the ill, the uncertain sickly appetite to please.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will illustrates the separation of the mind and the body, the physical desire and his will, if you will, saying that his mind, his reason, is the doctor of his love, and is growing angry that he is not following its directions, and has subsequently abandoned him, and he finds himself now, ironically, dying from the disease that the doctor's medicine would have cured.
My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I, desperate, now approve desire is death, which physic did accept.
By the time William gets around to the third quatrain, there is a level of hopelessness to his words, saying that he is now past curing, and his reason, his mind, has ceased to care. As he writes, he confesses that he is frantic with increasing worry, saying that his thoughts and even his words as he writes are like that of a madman, a collection of random nonsense.
Past cure I am, now reason is past care, and frantic mad with ever more unrest. My thoughts and my discourse as madmen's are, at random from the truth vainly expressed.
In the final couplet, William takes a sharp turn and casts blame. He claims that he suffers because he saw the object of his affections as fair, beautiful, and bright as the day, while he now believes that he was mistaken, because they are in fact black as the depths of hell, and as dark as pitch black night.
For I have sworn thee fair, and thought thee bright, who art as black as hell, as dark as night.
For my money, one of the starkest, darkest, and most powerful last lines in all of Uncle Will's poetry, methinks. The Dark Lady has provoked many emotions from our fair uncle, from giddy love-sickness to bestial libidinous desire to dark-hearted covetousness and deep, primal rage. It seems hell hath no fury, like a poet scorned. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.